free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, January the 15th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the aftermath of the so-called debate. They didn't actually debate anything. And I was absolutely amazed. I searched in vain because honestly, folks, I did not watch it. Sorry, life is too short to watch yet another non-debate by Democrats. As I said, every time they have a debate, the mainstream media asks the same questions. They never press these people. They never get outside of a narrow band of issues. And they always ask the same questions about every issue. They never challenge anybody, especially now that they've purged any conservative media out of covering the Democrat debates. There is no debate, frankly. Instead, what everybody is talking about is the handshake or the lack of the handshake. Very revealing, actually, about the temperament, the personality of Elizabeth Warren. And it shows that she doesn't have either the temperament or the personality to be president. As I look at this, I think that Bernie took the wrong approach. I think when this statement came out that Elizabeth Warren couldn't be elected president because she was a woman, I think Bernie should have said, No. You misunderstood me, where I put the comma and everything. You can't be elected because you're a woman. Excuse me. In other words, only because you're a woman. You got to have something else, lady. I know you tried being an Indian. That didn't work out for you. And this victim status of being a woman, even though that's true, I think, we have not had verification of that, by the way. She hasn't given us any doctor's reports like she did the DNA report to show that she was not an Indian. She had half as much Indian DNA, Native American DNA. And again, I use and will continue to use the term Indian. Russell Means created the American Indian movement. He was leader of that. And he said, no, we're not going to say Native Americans because, people who've lived here for 400 years, their ancestors, think of themselves as Native Americans. We'll use the term Indian. That's clear to everybody who we're talking about. So they self-identified as that. So, I'll go with Russell Means unapologetically. But anyway, the DNA test, of course, found that she had half the DNA of an Indian that a typical white European has in America. So she's twice as white as the average white person. anyway, we're going to take a look at what they did not ask again, and we'll take a look at the statements back and forth by Elizabeth Warren. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Like I said, I looked in vain, could not find anybody asking her questions about the amazing statement she's made in the last couple of days. At the end of the last week, she decided that along with banning oil and banning cars and all these other things that she wants to ban by 2030, she's going to also ban construction of homes unless you make them net zero. Where does she get that authority? And what will it do to the price of housing and our ability to live in a home? Nobody asked her questions about that. They didn't ask her questions. She's been talking and the others have been talking about giving away money to students to try to get that vote. And then she made the amazing statement just before the debate that she was going to do it without Congress. Where does she get these kind of authoritarian powers? And why are they calling Trump a dictator when these people are talking like this? And folks, most importantly, we're going to have, in the second hour, we're going to have Matt Shea joining us. Matt Shea is the very popular Washington State representative. It is payback from the progressives, from the LGBTQ people, from the first woman to become Speaker of the House in Washington, supported by those groups, to try to take him out. Because he is explicitly Christian and because he helped to expose the lies of the BLM and keep people out of prison. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.Video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.Video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, January the 15th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at the aftermath of the so-called debate. The only thing anybody is debating today or covering is the petulant personality of Elizabeth Warren refusing to shake the hand of Bernie Sanders, hectoring him, obviously with the mic was turned off, hectoring him to the point that he just throws up his hands. What am I going to do with this woman? Oi! Anyway, so we'll talk about that. And what was not discussed, her insane, dictatorial, autocratic personality demanding that she can do anything without Congress. She made that pronouncement yesterday just before the debate. Nobody even asked her about it. I mean, this is how pathetic the debates and the debate coverage are. That's why I don't watch it. I mean, I go back after the fact and search the transcripts and do other things like that so I don't have to actually look at this stuff. Anyway, we'll be talking about that. And we will also be talking in the second hour to Matt Shea. He will be joining us live, and we need to talk to Matt Shea because he has been a very important, very popular legislator. I think he's been elected 6 times consecutively by large margins by the voters in Washington State. Of course, Washington State is heavily Democratic, heavily leftist, progressive, Marxist, and the new Speaker of the House, first time they've had a woman as Speaker of the House, put in power by the progressives, by the LGBTQ people. They absolutely hate Matt Shea because, like the founders of this country, he doesn't shy away from explicitly talking about Christian principles. And they hate that about him. But the thing that they really hate about him, the establishment, is the fact that he was responsible for getting the information out from the BLM whistleblower talking about the illegal actions of the FBI and the BLM at the Bundy Ranch. And it resulted in a crooked judge who had rigged previous trials of both the Bundys that ended up, even though she was hiding exculpatory evidence, even though she was gagging them in terms of what they could say and question. She had rigged previous trials and convicted people. It was a hung trial in the first trial, but they came back after the Bundys a second time. And a BLM whistleblower talked about the crimes of the BLM and the FBI and the Department of Justice. And Matt Shea was responsible for helping to get that information out. And so they want to take their revenge on him. So we're going to take a look at what's going on with Matt Shea. It's exactly, folks, exactly the same thing you're seeing happening to President Trump on the national level with impeachment. We got to get this guy. We hate this guy. We got to get this guy out of office. We hate the people who supported him. We don't care that he won an election. We're not going to give him due process. We're not going to let him question witnesses. We don't care. We're going to label him as a terrorist, and we're going to take him out. You should be very afraid of this because, folks, if they can do it to the president and they can do it to a state, a very popular state house, they can do it to anybody. And, of course, we saw this type of attitude yesterday with the statement that was made to Project Veritas undercover the guy who works for Bernie Sanders' campaign. It's typical of the left. It's typical of the progressive to the extent that it's almost not news, but you do need to see it, right? You do need to see on tape these people talking about how they're going to burn the country down, how they're going to lock up the people they don't like, in his case, the progressive that Project Veritas got, working for Bernie Sanders, been paid about 10 grand by the Sanders campaign. Saying, we're going to put them in gulags. And oh, by the way, the gulags weren't as bad as the CIA told you. You know, they're fine. Yeah, they've got a plan to lock you away in the gulags, and they'll do it whether you're conservative or not. Those gulags are going to be run by Google. Yeah, the Google gulags, they call them smart cities. And Google is already working on the very first one in Toronto, Sidewalk Labs. They've got more planned in Detroit and elsewhere. So we'll be talking about all of that. But before we get to the useless Democrats, and we're gonna vaccinate you against the Democrat candidates. But before we do, let's talk about vaccinations and what they, you know, what has come out in the news. We've got a clip that was, covered by Natural News, and it's from, Del Bigtree, who got some people at the World Health Organization. It was just them together, right? It's just the people who create the vaccines and who mandate the vaccines. And so, you know, they were just talking among friends and they made some amazing confessions. And I want to play that for you and just preface it by saying today in the news, we have reported that in LA, we had elementary school kids who were doused with jet fuel. It was an emergency landing. A plane was headed to LAX and it needed to dump the fuel, Delta jet, emergency landing. It was an emergency. So they had to dump this fuel. They say, well, it's toxic. We don't even really know all the stuff that's in it, but it's toxic. And we caused skin irritation to 20 children and 9 adults. They just dumped it on them. But, you know, hey, it was an emergency. How is this different than California and New Jersey and these other places mandating that it's an emergency. We got measles out there. It can cause a skin irritation. So what we'll do is we'll give you a vaccination and we'll mandate it. And we don't care what the life-altering permanent consequences of this vaccine are. So here's some of the people talking about the permanent life-altering consequences of their own vaccines. Video clip one.
I think we cannot overemphasize the fact that we really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media.
The deaths that
one
have
should
occurred,
be able to give.
We don't have
a
way to monitor the
what
I
exactly
thought they were totally safe.
The cause
nobody died, right?
Deaths are, but in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in
yeah,
the
because
system.
You lied to us about the safety.
Every
and
time
about
the
that deaths.
There is an association, be it temporal or not temporal. The first accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work.
Those are artificial
so the challenge
things
that we have
to
in front
irritate
of us
your immune system.
How do we build confidence in this? And the confidence,
you know, like
first of all, comes from the regulatory agencies. I look to Marianne.
Aluminum.
When we add an adjuvant, it's because it is essential. We do not add adjuvants to vaccines because we want to do so. But when we add them, it adds to the complexity.
They're safe.
And I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines. And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so. Lesson two is,
why should
if you're
we
going
be
to use an adjuvant, use
safe.
One that has a history of safety. Oh. And lesson three is, if you're not going to do that, think very carefully.
Oh, well,
it seems
if it's
to me
not
that
safe,
adjuvants
go ahead and use it anyway if you
multiply
want, right?
the immunogenicity of the antigens that they are added to, and that is their intention. It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances, and therefore it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
You are correct. As we add
when he talks about
adjuvants, especially some of the more recent adjuvants, such as the ASO1 saponin-derived adjuvants, we do see increased local reactogenicity. The primary concern, though, usually is systemic adverse events rather than local adverse events. And we tend to get in the phase 3 studies quite good data on the local reactogenicity. Those of us in this room that are beyond the age of 50 who had the pleasure of having the recent shingles vaccine.
What you should be concerned about is the systemic effects of this. Local, he means, oh, you're going to have a little, you know, smallpox sore show up or something like that. Systemic means it's going to compromise your immune system. It's going to cause you to have long-term effects like autism or rheumatoid arthritis.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula.
Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yes, the old hidey-ho. They're going to tell you what to do. Or it's the old heave-ho. One of the state legislators in New Jersey who voted, who said he was going to vote against it, they did a head count. They realized they were going to come up short. So they didn't hold the vote. But they said, don't worry, we're going to be back. We're going to make that happen. We're going to take your guns. We're going to take your freedoms. We're going to take your speech, your free exercise of religion, your decisions about your health. We're going to take every last one of those things. One of the New Jersey representatives of Scanlon said, well, you know, I was in favor of this because I thought, you know, it's for health. But he goes, this thing left people no options. The only thing they could do was to homeschool their kids. I'm telling you, folks, that really is your only option. Really is your only option. You better get your kids out of these schools and then get your money out of these schools. Shut these things down. People, don't go with the default. Don't allow the government to control education any more than you would allow the government to control the press. Oh, wait. We're letting them do that, aren't we? We're letting corporations and the government control our speech. Do you understand why we're losing this war? Because it didn't begin when they shut down social media for your speech, for our speech. It didn't begin with that. It began with them propagandizing kids from the cradle. That's why they want to keep getting the kids earlier and earlier and keep them longer and longer. Let's grab them, you know, not first grade, kindergarten, preschool, and then we got to keep them into graduate school. And by that time, you know, we'll pay for all that. By that time, they're going to be good little apparatchiks of the state. So if you want to save this country, more importantly, save your kids. Get them out of that system. And then get the money out of that system. Get the government out of education. We don't want to have the government. You know, before we go back to this, I'm going to play the rest of this vaccine quote. Absolutely amazing what these people at the World Health Organization are saying. And Del Bigtree was the one who got that video. I'm going to get back to that. But I got to say, you know, I used to go to, when we lived back in North Carolina, we'd go up to Colonial Williamsburg a lot and had a great guy who did a reenactment of Thomas Jefferson. And you could ask him questions. And he would answer you questions about, you know, what was happening in Thomas Jefferson's life and everything. But I was not playing nice. Whenever I got him in a crowd, I would ask him if he was so concerned about religious freedom, why did he push government control of education? It was a rhetorical question that gave me a chance to point out that there is no such thing as free speech or the free exercise of religion if the government is going to educate you. Doesn't exist. Should never have the government involved in any way, shape, or form in education. It was a blind spot for Thomas Jefferson because he and all these other people were homeschooled at the time. Yeah, America was founded by homeschoolers and Christians. And we're going to fix it again. All right, let's go back. I'm going to inoculate you against vaccines and against the lies of these people. You just heard them. You know, they couch it in scientific terms. They talk about reactogenicity. Let me unpack that for you because you'll hear them then say, well, you know, the adverse side effects and so forth. That's what it means. It means that you have adverse reactions, that you have side effects. And as they were saying, it's not just localized. In other words, you're not just going to have a reaction of shingles or smallpox right there at the site where they put the vaccine in. It's going to be systemic. And we're having problems because, you know, we hate using these adjuvants. Again, what is an adjuvant? It's a contaminant that they put in. They found that the vaccines were not working when they would give people a live, weakened version or a dead version of a disease that people were not getting immunity. So they said, all right, we'll put some stuff in to irritate the immune system. you know, put in aluminum or something like that. That'll irritate it and it'll have a reaction. And then as part of that reaction, it'll create an immunity to, the other stuff that's there. You know, live or dead, things that we're injecting people with. Problem is, as we keep seeing with the MMR vaccine, we get people who are injected once, they get the disease. In many cases, they're patient zero. Injected twice, they still get the disease. In many cases, patient zero. So now we got to step it. We got to have it three times. Because, you know, it's good for profits for the big pharmaceutical companies as well. And each time you get that vaccine injection, you're getting the adjuvants, the irritants that are there to inflame your immune system. And part of the problem is that those adjuvants, when he talks about systemic long-term adverse side effects, what they're talking about are long-term disease conditions like autism or other things like that, that are a blowback reaction that some people have to these adjuvants that they put in. So he said, well, we need to do more testing. And I tell people, you know, please only use stuff that you think is safe, but they don't know because they haven't done sufficient testing, right? But if you, you know, but seriously think about that. If it's not safe and you haven't done enough testing, you know, doesn't say don't do it. Don't do it. No, we must do it. Doesn't matter if it's been tested. It doesn't matter if it's safe. And these people are telling you this stuff is not safe. If you listen to these people at the World Health Organization, all these doctors, say the people don't trust us, you know, because they know people are dying. They know people are getting sick and we're telling them it's completely safe. We need to do more testing. You know, we just had last week the BBC saying most scientists cannot replicate studies that were done by their peers. Talk about peer review studies. Oh, yeah. He said he did this and this, but I don't get those results when I do the test, when I do the experiment. But anyway, let's go back and finish this video. These are people at the World Health Organization Global Vaccine Safety Summit talking about how vaccines are not safe. Continue.
As we add adjuvants, especially some of the more recent adjuvants, such as the AS01 saponin-derived adjuvants, we do see increased local reactogenicity.
Adverse
the primary
reactions.
Concern, though, usually is systemic adverse events rather than local adverse events.
That's right, and systemic, like autism.
We tend to get in the phase 2 and the phase 3 studies quite good data on the local reactogenicity. Those of us in this room that are beyond the age of 50 who've had the pleasure of having the recent shingles vaccine will know that this does have quite significant local reactogenicity. If you got the vaccine, you know that you got the vaccine. But this is not the major health concern. The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects. So to come back to this, I'm going to once again point to the
long-term systemic effects. That's what they're concerned about, folks. That's what I'm concerned about, too.
Conduct the phase 2 and the phase 3 studies with adequate size and with the with appropriate measurement.
So in our clinical trials, we are actually using relatively small sample sizes. And when we do that, we're at risk of tyranny of small numbers.
So our tests aren't really very valid,
right? Of Wegener's granulomatosis, and your vaccine has to solve Waltz. How do you prove a null hypothesis? And it takes years and years to try to figure that out. So,
oh yeah, we don't really. We got to test
right?
it,
Getting
but
the
we
right,
don't really
the
know.
Right size,
okay,
feeling.
That's why people turned out by the thousands to say you're not going to force us to inject our kids. But now California wants to be the first state to mandate adult vaccines and criminal penalties, and they've got the Ebola vaccine, which is live. And maybe you'll see a local reaction to that. Maybe you'll see a systemic reaction. Maybe you'll see throughout the community.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com. Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Matt Shea joining us in the next hour, top of the next hour. He is the very popular Washington State Representative who actually made sure that justice was done rather than allowing the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the BLM to run roughshod over people, instead of allowing them to hide information, exculpatory information that would have acquitted them, showing the wrongdoing of the FBI, the BLM, the Department of Justice. There was a whistleblower within the BLM, and Matt Shea helped to get that information out. And it was so damaging to the Department of Justice, the FBI, the BLM, that the judge who had rigged previous trials associated with the Bundy Ranch standoff was forced to declare a mistrial with prejudice, meaning that it was not eligible for retrial. Nevertheless, you now have the horrible Department of Justice, President Trump's Department of Justice, folks, That's how out of control the legal system is. The judicial system and the idea of judicial supremacy must be destroyed, or they will destroy everything in this country. As a matter of fact, they already pretty much have. And we're not going to have this country back until we take away the idea of judicial supremacy. Nevertheless, these people are now trying to come after Matt Shea. So we're going to talk about this coming up, because what they're doing to Matt Shea as a popular state representative in Washington state is the same thing that they're doing to President Trump. The tactics and the MO of the progressive Marxist doesn't change, whether you're talking about Nancy Pelosi or these people at the state level. They all have the same tactics. It is a scorch and burn process. They want to lock up or kill, just as you saw that person that was exposed by Project Veritas yesterday, working for the Sanders campaign. They want to lock up, jail, or kill anybody that they do not like. And right now, they're just coming after the politicians, trying to throw them out of office. But if we let them continue down this road unchecked, destroying due process, destroying the presumption of innocence, not allowing anybody to have witnesses, as they've denied to both President Trump and to Matt Shea, you're next. As a matter of fact, I pointed out many times how the little people like you and I, that people don't know, are constantly caught up in this so-called justice system. And nobody hears about it. We're hearing about it now because it's become so corrupt that they're coming after well-known public figures like General Flynn, Roger Stone, President Trump, Matt Shea. So we're going to talk to him coming up in the next hour. That should be something that everybody's talking about. By the way, Michael Flynn, General Flynn, has now withdrawn his guilty plea because the government wants to put him in jail after setting him up. The government ought to be compensating him for what they did to him. It's absolutely amazing. But no, they want to double down and put him in jail. Talk about all the time how they, you know, the lot of political prisoners that we have here in the United States, the Communications Management Unit, what's going on, Marty Gottesfeld, Schaefer Cox. They made an example out of Ross Ulbricht to show people that they're not going to be able to sell anything you want on the Internet. They're going to control it, and they're going to control it with their big corporations that they funded with their venture capital firms, CIA's Incutel and others, back in the late 90s as it was becoming practical. All right, let's take a look at the debates. And before we do, I think what happened to Stephen King is very indicative of where the left is at this point. You know, Stephen King was looking at all these comments after they released the nominations for Oscars, and everybody was starting to count heads. How many people do we have that are female, and how many people do we have of color, and this and that? And he says, well, wait a minute. You know, because this is his profession, he thinks that quality matters, right? Why aren't we nominating people for the quality of their work rather than the color of their skin? You know, Martin Luther King would absolutely be savaged by the Twitterverse, the leftists in the Twitterverse. You know, he was the one who said we ought to judge people by the content of their character, you know, and what they do, rather than the color of their skin. Are you kidding me? We got to judge people by the color of their skin. We got to have a head count. We got to have a, you know, a ratio here, whatever. And by their sex, unless they believe they're different sex, and we can't judge about that, right? Anyway, what he did, his unpardonable sin, they'd loved him prior to this because he'd been attacking President Trump. As Breitbart points out, they call President Trump a horse's ass, a vile, racist, incompetent bag of guts, you know, that kind of, this is a guy who is a writer. You'd think that Stephen King could come up with better invectives than that, right? Come on, really? That's like school kid taunting, you know? Anyway, but then he went too far because he thought that his profession ought to be judged based on quality and not the color of your skin or your sex. And he said, tweeted out, I would never consider diversity in matters of art because, you know, art matters to him. Everything else, you know, politics, all this, oh, no, no, we just, you know, pick people, you know, one from column A, two from column B, whatever, right? He says, I would never consider diversity in matters of art only quality. It seems to me that to do otherwise would be wrong. And then you got tweets like this in response to it. This person retweets him, quotes him in the retweet, and says, when you wake up, you meditate, you stretch, you reach for your phone to check on the world, and you see a tweet from somebody you admire, you know, because he trashed President Trump in juvenile ways, that you find so backward and ignorant that you want to go back to bed. Another person said, this was painful to read, and so forth. And that's the typical response from the leftist Twitterverse. And that, of course, Stephen King can take comfort in the thought that they would do the same thing to Martin Luther King. This is what the mob is doing. Which brings us to the Democrat debate last night and Elizabeth Warren. Now, what is being talked about today is this back and forth between her and Bernie Sanders and her virtue signaling about the fact that she claims that she was attacked by Bernie Sanders and denigrated for being a woman. Now, Tulsi Gabbard has pushed back on that in terms of talking about how she was treated by Bernie Sanders. But you have to understand that if you are going to run a campaign based on identity politics and virtue signaling, it is also necessary to present yourself constantly as a perpetual victim as well. And that's exactly what Warren is doing. But we could see her real personality in that. And what we could not see, however, was any substance or debate about some of the amazingly unconstitutional, authoritarian, autocratic pronouncements that she made last week and then right before the debate. It's like, even though this is all reported by the mainstream media, these people who are asking the questions at the debates evidently don't even read their own press reports. I think they've got a set of questions that they have every 4 years. They open up the vault and they pull out these questions that they asked, same questions on the same issues that they asked the previous 4 years. They dust it off and they pass it out to the reporters who don't have any connection whatsoever to what's currently going on in the news cycle, let alone questioning what they're doing on a constitutional or legal basis. And so Elizabeth Warren has pushed for, last week, dictatorial control of home construction as if she's got the authority to do that. I talked about this quite a bit last week. This article from MRC TV put it out pretty well. They said she may not be able to claim Indian heritage, but she, you know, or have a cookbook with a Native American recipe, which, by the way, was not Native American and it wasn't her recipe. She might not be able to plausibly claim that she was booted from a job because she was visibly pregnant, because that's been exposed as a lie. But she is not going to throw in the self-serving, egomaniacal towel. And we saw that last night. And we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about some of the other things that were said by Bernie. We'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019.
for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com, where you find the 60-plus products, where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it, or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to take a look at the debate last night, the lowlights of the Democrat debate, because there weren't any highlights. Even CNN's Van Jones and many others were saying, you know, this is like the night of the living dead. Yeah, we got a lot of dead men and women walking as candidates. They are dead, and we'll show you why in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds and supports this program and everything that we do at InfoWars. And we have a couple of new items that are finally back in stock. We have Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard, both back in stock after being out for a while, and 35% off as we get them back in stock. We also have the new special that began just yesterday. We have InfoWars Life. Storable foods are up to 50% off while supplies last. And again, this is our storable food. Lasts for 25 years in the original packaging. Once you open it, you can reseal it for a while. And it is made in America. It is non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere, and some of the best prices you're going to find right now. Up to 50% off InfoWars Life storable foods. And while we're talking about storable foods for emergency and even to make sure that you have an available supply in case you have shortages or in case there is a spike in the price of various foods or whatever, it's a good way to hedge that. We also have your water and air covered as well. Alexapure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filtration Unit, 30% off. Again, you always need to have clean water, and with the Gravity Feed, you've got it even in a power-out emergency. If you have some kind of a storm that takes out power, or, you know, something that's even worse, some kind of a societal breakdown if the Bernie Sanders left gets its way after the election. We also have Alexapure Breeze, the air filtration unit. And of course, we have these all over the office. I use it at home. It is amazingly effective and silent and attractive. And it is now also 30% off InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, again, just to remind you, last week we had Elizabeth Warren. Every time, you know, she sees herself sinking in the polls, she ups the ante for stuff she's going to give away. And it's not just that she's giving away stuff. She's stealing it and redistributing it and doing it without any authority. And so when she came out and said, you know, by 2028, I'm going to demand that you can't build a building or anything anywhere in the United States without being carbon neutral. Now, the federal government doesn't have the authority to tell us what we can or cannot build. The Ninth and Tenth Amendment make that clear. But, of course, the Constitution doesn't matter anymore to these people. Second Amendment doesn't matter. First Amendment doesn't matter. The Fourth and Sixth Amendment due process doesn't matter. And the lines of authority don't matter either to these people. Previous to that, she had also said that by 2030, and where do these dates come from? 2028, 2030? Well, it's coming from the UN. This is their agenda to lock you into their gulag cities, their smart cities, and to take away all of your freedoms, all of your mobility, all of your housing and everything else, make you renters, lock you up in the cities, and they got to get this done by 2030. So by 2030, she had already vowed to ban all oil and gas drilling. Going to do that on my first day in office. We're not electing an emperor. We're not electing a dictator. We're electing a president, and the president's duties are defined in the Constitution. These are the same people who say that the president, who has the not only the authority but the duty under the Constitution to protect the borders, he can't do that. We're going to stop him with judicial supremacy. But then, of course, these same people say, well, I will ban oil. I'll ban gas drilling on my first day in office, she says. I will mandate that all cars and trucks be carbon neutral by 2030. I will force closure of all existing carbon-free nuclear power plants as well. And now she's going to tell you you can't build a building. Did anybody ask her about that in the debate? Nah, they don't have a problem with that. Yeah, let's rehash the questions from 4 years ago. The same issues, the same questions. And then on the very day of the debate, she came out and said, and she's been talking, all these Democrats have been talking about how they're going to hand out cash to the students. So vote for me, students. I'm going to give you free money. I'm going to get rid of your student loan debt. But then she upped the ante yesterday. She said, oh, by the way, I don't have to have a Congress. I can bypass Congress. Nobody asked her about that either. You know, when I saw this reported by Reuters, you know, the people that are bought and sold by the UK intelligence and the CIA, that document that came out. Of course, that was only 50, 60 years ago. They don't do that anymore. But anyway, Reuters reported it. If elected, she'll give up to $50,000 for 95% of those with outstanding student debt. Anybody with a loan up to $50,000, I should say, she will pay that off. That'll be 95% of those who have student debt, 42 million people. And she's going to use her Secretary of Education to do that, which I would say, well, there is no authority for the Secretary of Education. There's no authority in the Constitution for a Department of Education. That's not something that we want to have managed out of Washington. But, you know, she'll take the unconstitutional Department of Education, and she'll use it to hand out money to people to buy their votes. And so I tweeted that out. I said, Pocahontas offers $50,000 per vote to students in debt. Am I bid 55 tonight? Going once, going twice. I was wondering if these other candidates on the stage would try to upsell her on that, right? And so I said, we'll have to see if the other kleptocrats will up the bid at the Democrat debate. They didn't even bring it up. But I pointed out, H.L. Mencken said, an election is an advanced auction of stolen goods. And that's exactly what she's doing, auctioning off stolen goods. Now, Elizabeth Warren was carrying the chip on her shoulder about an alleged insult from Bernie Sanders for being a woman. And so she doubles down on this. She said, look at the men on this stage. You think a woman can't win? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively, they've lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who've won every single election they've been in are the women. Well, no, actually, women, even in the Democrat Party, and the women on that stage, haven't been able to win even the nomination from the Democrat Party. The only one that was able to do that was Hillary Clinton. And she bought the Democrat Party. They were millions of dollars in debt, and she bought them with the money she got from corruption in the Clinton Foundation. She was flush with cash. She bought the superdelegate. She bought the DNC. She paid off their debt, and they replied. That's the way it operates. But, you know, simply because Elizabeth Warren is a woman, we got to overlook the fact that she is arrogant, smug, autocratic, domineering, a despot, a hectoring schoolmarm. You know, she has never stood on her merits. She's always just traded on her identity as a Native American woman, supposedly, or as a woman of color. You know, it's hire me because I'm an Indian. Vote for me because I'm a woman. Look, I'm a victim. They fired me because I was pregnant. That's a lie. That was exposed. We need to just tell Elizabeth Warren to get lost. We've had enough of the phony racism and sexism. You know, she is the very embodiment of people who can't succeed unless they resort to racism and sexism. And then they turn around and they seek to destroy others because of their race or sex. Maybe what Bernie actually said, maybe he said, you're not going to win this as a woman. Meaning you can't win if the only thing you've got is the fact that you're a woman. He denies saying that he said that. And she came out and said, Bernie is my friend, and I'm not here to fight with Bernie. And it's kind of like what Mark Anthony said. Brutus is an honorable man. And then she absolutely refused to shake his hand. And this is the only thing that came out of the debate last night. The fact that she is this hectoring, arrogant, smug autocrat. And I wish they would have talked about all of her dictates that she wants to do to show what an autocratic dictator she is. But all we saw was how arrogant and smug she is, refusing the handshake and then the back and forth conversation that we didn't hear because I had the mics turned off. And eventually Bernie Sanders just throws up his hands like, talk to her. And then during the debate, Abby Phillips, a CNN reporter, said, Senator Sanders, CNN reported yesterday and Senator Warren confirmed in a statement that in 2018, you told her you didn't believe a woman could win the election. Why did you say that? In other words, not did you say that, but why did you say that? In other words, have you stopped beating Pocahontas yet? And then he says, I didn't say that. And then she turns to Elizabeth Warren and she says, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you that a woman couldn't win the election? We're going to be talking to Matt Shea coming up in the next hour. And that's essentially the way that they are railroading him in essence as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, Elizabeth Warren is proud of the fact that she is an impolite, arrogant woman. She's got a t-shirt about that. She's got a t-shirt that she sells on her website. Impolite, arrogant women make history. And, of course, that refers back to a description of her by John Kelly as an arrogant woman. You nailed it. But I would add a few more adjectives to that. And I would put out a t-shirt. Listen to this, Alex. Here's a t-shirt that we should be selling. Put a question mark about that quote from Elizabeth Warren and saying, well, you know, an arrogant, smug, hectoring schoolmarm makes an autocratic, despotic dictator, domineering dictator. That's exactly what she's going to become if she does win the election. So Van Jones said that Bernie Sanders stepped on a banana peel. She had this banana peel setting out there for, you know, this chip on her shoulder fell off, and it turned out to be a banana peel, and he stepped on it, playing into her game of perpetual victimhood. And she said she knocked it out of the park. I don't know, because we've got a lot of people who are Bernie Sanders supporters that are not too happy about that. Tulsi Gabbard came out and tweeted about that. She said, I also met with Bernie Sanders before announcing my candidacy. We had a nice one-on-one conversation. I informed him that I would be running for president. In that meeting, he showed me the greatest respect and encouragement, as he always has. But, you know, she's not trying to play the perpetual victim. Van Jones also said, nothing I saw tonight would be able to take Donald Trump out. As a progressive, to see those two, Warren and Sanders, have that level of vitriol was very dispiriting. Tonight, for me, was dispiriting. Democrats, you gotta do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out. And I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. One headline here describing the Democrat debate. They called it the dull night of the living dead. No wonder Michael Bloomberg doesn't want to be a part of these pathetic displays. Of course, he wouldn't have made the debate any better. They still wouldn't have talked about anything of any substance. He would have just talked constantly about the environment and how he needs to take everything that you've got because of the environment, except the guns, which he'll take under a separate program. Elizabeth Warren also said last night, let's put men in women's prisons. And I imagine she wants to start first with Bernie Sanders and his supporters, you know, just like we have the Antifa left wanting to lock up anybody that they disagree with or dislike. She says, we have to stop putting trans women, that would be men, who are incarcerated into prisons with men where they are at risk. It is our responsibility. So she's going to put real women at risk by putting mentally deranged, sex-obsessed men in prison with them. So imagine that, women. You think she's really on your side? And then let's not let Bernie Sanders off, because Bernie Sanders had a couple of interesting quotes. He admitted and then had a lot of problems trying to walk this back in an interview with the New York Times. He says, yes, of course, cheap illegal workers will drive down U.S. wages. He was asked about that, and he said, yeah, if you're being paid $5, if you're being paid $5 an hour, now, of course, it's going to be lower wages. Why would I hire you at a higher wage? Right? So he turns out that he's not just a millionaire, but he's got capitalist tendencies here. He actually has some common sense. But a study, as Breitbart points out, by a couple of economists, point out that when under our current system of illegal immigration, we are redistributing about $500 billion in wealth every year. Every year. For every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupations, they did their study. They found that it cuts on average a 0.5% of weekly wages for American workers. In other words, that means that the average native-born American worker today has weekly wages reduced by about 8.75% because we've got 17.5% of the workforce. If you look at Florida, where you have 25% of the labor force, that's about a 12.5% reduction.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As you've been following, everybody's been following what's been going on with President Trump for the last 3 years. We have seen the establishment bureaucracy, people who were opposed to his election, try to overthrow the election, making up false charges. Now we see this shameful impeachment process where President Trump is not allowed to call witnesses. The Republicans were not allowed to call any witnesses and so forth. Do you think that this is limited to President Trump? It's not. You should be very afraid of the tactics of the left. It's not limited to the Democrats in Washington. This is pervasive throughout the Democrats at every level. And it is happening in Washington state to a very popular Republican state legislator there. Of course, rural areas of Washington and Oregon are heavily Republican, but of course the cities are not, and they do not have control of the legislature. And this headline, I think, says it all at spokesman.com. Representative Matt Shea wants to call witnesses to prove the accusations against him are false. Now, why wouldn't he be allowed to have due process? Why wouldn't he be allowed to have witnesses called? You don't lose your constitutional protections just because you get elected to office, right? But if they can do it to President Trump, if they can do it to Matt Shea, you better believe that they're going to do it to you as well. And they have. I've talked about this many, many times. I last talked to Matt Shea. We had him on the program back in December. The Democrats who didn't like him because of his politics, they didn't like him because he helped to expose the criminal actions, the lies of the BLM, the FBI, and the Department of Justice. And the criminal trial that was being conducted against the Bundys, we had a BLM whistleblower, Matt Shea, was responsible for getting the truth out. And it shut down that prosecution. But, of course, you now have the Federal Department of Justice saying they want to still reopen that, even though you had a judge say, shut that down, declare that it was, dismiss it with prejudice, which says that it's not eligible under the rules of law. But we don't have the rule of law anymore. When you have somebody who is a state representative and they're demanding that he be expelled from the legislature, even though he's been elected, I think, six times, he wants to call witnesses? No, you're not going to call witnesses. And so I wanted to get an update from Representative Matt Shea and have him tell you what's going on. Again, you can follow what's going on and you can support Matt if you want at VoteShea.com. That's S-H-E-A, VoteShea.com. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on again, David. I really appreciate it. And it's pretty incredible what's happening here in Washington State. Yeah. You know, we have this. I was actually told that due process doesn't apply here. And my response to that is, If you're going to label somebody a criminal, in this case, they're trying to label everybody involved with the Bundy situation, everybody involved with the Malheur situation, and everybody involved in the Priest River, Idaho situation, domestic terrorists. If you're going to label somebody a criminal, due process always applies when it's a government entity. That's the entire point behind it. So we are fighting back very hard right now. And citizens around Washington State are rallying. Some local county Republican parties are now issuing resolutions condemning the actions that have occurred at the state level.
Yeah, I think you've got at least six different counties that have come out in support of you and a couple of other organizations that have come out in support of you. Some of them have passed resolutions at the county level saying that they are going to there's going to be repercussions in terms of their support for any Republicans who would join the Democrats to expel you out of the House of Representatives.
Yeah, and it's important for everybody watching to understand that there has only been one representative expelled from the Washington State Legislature, and that representative had their opportunity at due process and was convicted of a crime before discussion of expulsion was even brought up. And yet here you have what is very clearly a Marxist tactic and strategy to attempt to silence opposition, and especially opposition that's very effective at exposing government corruption and the overreach of the Obama administration.
Absolutely. And what you did, and the people who were there, and I was one of the people who was there at the Bundy Ranch, what we did was we talked about the illegal criminal actions of the BLM and the FBI, how they were threatening people with violence, how they were taking away property rights and so forth. We talked about how this is playing into the 2030 agenda, the UN agenda to take this all away, and stood up for that. And that's why they're coming after you. That's why they're trying to punish you. And of course, they're not going to stop there. You know, they'll probably come after me, I guess, because I told the truth about what was going on there. They don't like people telling the truth. Just look at Julian Assange, right? He told the truth. He showed the documents and so forth. They're trying to torture him to death. This is something that everybody should be concerned about. It is happening at every level. And Matt, I just want to read a quote here from the Daily World. They quoted a person. They quoted the authors of this report that the progressive left in Washington State commissioned about you. And here's the quote. It is more probable than not that Representative Shea is likely to plan, direct, and engage in additional future conflicts that could carry with them significant risk of bloodshed. So in other words, what they're saying, it's probable, it's likely that in the future he might do something, so let's throw him out. And let's call him a domestic terrorist because he stood up for the rights and showed. I mean, we had a BLM whistleblower that you were a part of putting those documents out. A BLM whistleblower called out his own people and talked about what was going on. That's why they were unable to get their conviction.
That's absolutely right. It's fascinating that we are actually here. Something that InfoWars has been talking about for years, and people said, oh, don't worry about it, it's never going to happen. We are here right now. This is pre-crime. I mean, you just read it. That's yeah. Pre-crime. One of the other things that they came against me for was saying that I used encrypted email and encrypted text services. And a reporter came up to me the other day and tried to make it sound nefarious. I looked at him, I said, millions of Americans are using encrypted technology, number one. Number two, that's not the question. The question is, why is the U.S. government surveilling innocent Americans across the board without a warrant? Why is that happening?
Exactly. That's the real question. That's the new normal that they put on us. It's like if you're trying to thwart our unconstitutional surveillance, you're the criminal. I mean, that's absolutely amazing.
It is. And, you know, it bears repeating, and I know many of the people watching today know this, but down in Nevada, that case was dismissed with prejudice, as you said, because of this widespread misconduct, the government withholding exculpatory evidence down in Nevada. In Oregon, the leaders there were acquitted by a jury of their peers. And up in Nevada, when the VA tried to claim that they could take a veteran's firearms rights, we stood on the front lawn with the county sheriff. He was standing next to us. You could see the video of it. It's still online, and they're trying to call that domestic terrorism. And oh, by the way, the VA reversed their position 2 days later because we stood up successfully to that out of control Obama administration.
And this is very important because as we see this fight developing in Virginia, the Democrats coming in and saying, we don't care what the Second Amendment says, and we don't care about due process. We're going to take the guns from people and we will kill you if necessary. And so you have across Virginia, Even in Virginia Beach, which is typically urban and liberal, they came out and said, we're not going to support that kind of movement. But you got sheriffs across and elected local representatives and folks, I want to tell you, in Virginia and everywhere else in this country, that if they can do this to Matt Shea, they're going to do this to your local elected representatives. They will do it to your local sheriff, and then they'll come after you. I mean, we have to stand together at this point, or we're going to hang separately. And that's exactly what they're trying to do to Matt Shea. Now, one of the other things that they hate about you, Matt, is the fact that you are explicitly Christian, you know, like the founders. And that gets you labeled as a terrorist. One of the, again, this Daily World article that I quoted from, where they were talking about, you know, your pre-crime commission of things, you're likely in the future to plan something that could be bad. They began this article by calling you an ordained rabble-rouser. They said you are a diviner of divisive thought, a political and spiritual activist. You sow deep distrust of authority. Of course, we could should trust these people who are snooping on us, who are threatening to shoot us on sight if we don't hand over our guns, and they want to lock us all up, as we saw from the Bernie Sanders supporter. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back and get Matt's comments about the crime of being a Christian. And, of course, that's to the radical LGBT people who just put in the new Democrat speaker in Washington State. We'll be right back.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe, show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Shea. And then a statement that Matt Shea put out that before the legislature came back this Monday, he said something that really echoes what happened with President Trump. He said, "I've been falsely accused of being a domestic terrorist, quote unquote, by a private investigator who never spoke to the principals involved in the incident she described. Instead relied on anonymous sources." And of course, this sounds just like President Trump's situation with impeachment, right? They called all these people, put together a statement and a complaint who weren't there. It was based on hearsay and put it up as a, you know, anonymous sources who came up with hearsay evidence. And then all the people that were called in the trial that we saw in Washington, these were witnesses, so-called witnesses who never witnessed anything. They never saw anything. They never heard anything. But they were called witnesses. These are the tactics that are being used from President Trump down to state legislators and down to you. This is what they're going to do to you as a gun owner. They will do this to you as a conservative. They're going to lock you up. Doesn't matter what the pretense is. And Matt, you pointed out in your statement that you, speaker of the House there in Washington State, forwarded that investigation, that dossier, to the FBI. But they've not contacted you about that, right?
Never. I've never been questioned about these incidents ever. It's never happened. And at least in the month since then, if they're going to paint me, you know, like I'm some sort of, you know, massive threat to society, you would think that I would at least have received a phone call, but that hasn't happened. In fact, the only contact was when the FBI contacted me last summer to warn me of a death threat from somebody associated with the Socialist Rifle Association. It was a direct threat against me and my family. So, which I'm grateful for, by the way. But this is the type of thing that they're throwing out there. This is the weaponization of political labels. These folks failed to interview at least 36 material witnesses and counting. And I'm telling you, it's probably over 50 at this point, David. They failed to interview them. Then they try to come across as this is some sort of an official report, which spent $100,000 of taxpayer money to do this, which essentially is an opposition research piece.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hack. One of the things that you said in your statement is if the speaker actually believes that you're a domestic terrorist, then she ought to rely on law enforcement and an FBI to do their job. And to investigate this and to charge you if they think that there's something there. But I like what you had to say in the statement. I'm going to read from it here. Elected officials who casually accuse others of crimes without waiting for prosecutors to charge, much less for juries to convict, all with an eye toward overturning the results of elections they disagree with, are an ugly, corrosive feature of our modern political landscape. Boy, that says everything. That describes what's happening to you, as well as what's happening to President Trump. It's absolutely amazing that they would do this. But again, in your case, I mean, they're ramping this up to say that you are a terrorist. They never interviewed any of these people. And they're just proceeding on with this. The FBI doesn't see anything with this. And this is clearly politically motivated. As we were getting ready to go to break, I said one of the other things that they really hate about you is the fact that you are explicitly Christian. They call you an ordained rabble-rouser, a political and spiritual activist who has a distrust of authority, as the founders of this country did. That's why we have the kind of separation of powers, between the federal and the state governments and within the federal government, because they distrusted authority and they knew that it corrupt people. And now we have seen how that works with the Democrats in Washington, haven't we?
We have. And I'm an unashamed Christian. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I will never shy away from that. I will never back down from that. And it's not just President Trump. It's not just me at the local level. Also Congressman Steve King. He was stripped of all of his committees at the federal level after he was labeled a white supremacist, white nationalist. And, you know, they tried to put the same label on me, but the problem is the media and this investigator, of course, failed to interview the two black pastors that live up at the supposed white nationalist, white supremacist compound, Marble, Washington, that holds, and God forbid, a God and country celebration every year. And this is the type of absurdity that we're seeing, and folks need to understand. It's not about President Trump. It's not about me. It's not about Congressman King. It's about we the people. They're coming for the people. We're just standing in the way.
That's right. And folks, if you don't understand this, the Lincoln Project, a new PAC, and I talked about this last week, if you go in, and I did a deep dive as to who these people are behind this. These are the most, they're Republicans. They're not Democrats. But the most radical people within the Republican Party in terms of the LGBT agenda. These are people who were not happy with the log cabin Republicans because the log cabin Republicans said, hey, we want on gay marriage. Let's just leave it at that. They wanted to demand that you gag Christians who talk to people about conversion therapy. And it's not therapy. It's about conversion. It's about the power of Jesus Christ to change lives. They don't want that talked about. And so they wanted to criminalize that in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, they wouldn't criminalize it. So this woman who's now part of the Lincoln Project, she's a co-founder of that, created the Lincoln Project. This is where these people are. And they're Republicans and Democrats. I think the common thing is their hatred of Christians. And we need to understand this is not going to be limited to politicians like President Trump and Matt Shea.
That's exactly right. It's not going to be, as you said earlier, very clearly, you know, you have an investigator who donated politically to the downtown Seattle mayor, and you have these Marxists trying to overturn election results that they disagree with. I've been elected by huge majorities. President Trump was elected by a great majority, and I'm talking as far as electoral college. And my point with this is that with Christians, I think America thinks we're immune, that it happens in China, it happens in North Korea, it happens in Nigeria, but it really is never going to happen here in the United States of America. And persecution already is happening. In fact, we received emails. We received also minutes from local meetings where quite literally they want to target Christians, create lists of Christians, where they work, target their bosses. The Southern Poverty Law Center, for example, sent a letter to each one of my individual donors. And thank God they're people that listen to shows like InfoWars, and they're awake in the right sense. And they didn't budge one single inch. But in some places in America, people are given to fear, and they're trying to count on that fear to silence opposition and to silence we the people.
And it's been going on for a long time. You look at the Southern Poverty Law Center, they labeled the Family Research Council as a hate group because they opposed gay marriage. That was when it was being debated at the time. And that's when that guy, got a gun and tried to shoot up people at the Family Research Council. And he was stopped. They came after Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A caved on this. You know, they came after Chick-fil-A and said, you're a hate organization because you support marriage and we want to redefine marriage and you don't agree with that. So we're going to shut you down. We're going to label you as a hate group. We're going to prevent you from being able to do business. These people want to shut down your businesses. They want to kill you, imprison you, take you out of office, and do it all on the basis of their label without any facts whatsoever. One of the things, Matt, that I want you to respond to are these types of headlines from the LA Times. And we'll talk about that when we come back. LA Times, The Guardian. I mean, you've got international press focusing on Matt Shea. Why do they hate him so much? Well, I think you've already heard he is not going to be cowed down by these people. He knows where they're coming from. He's going to stand up for the principles of the Constitution, and he's going to stand up to these people who are operating on the basis of hate, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, trying to intimidate, to punish, to cancel, to imprison those they disagree with. We'll be right back.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. the father of this baby, doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Telling the truth is not just revolutionary. It is treason in the empire of lies, as George Orwell said. And we're talking to the man that they're trying to accuse of treason. They're trying to accuse of terrorism because they don't like him telling the truth. Matt Shea, they're doing the same thing to Matt Shea that they did to, are doing to President Trump with the impeachment process. Doing, commissioning a report, spending $100,000, not talking to any witnesses, ignoring any testimony, not allowing him to question witnesses in his favor or to produce information in his favor that would show that he is not a terrorist. and then trying him in the press. I wouldn't say trying him. They're slandering him in the press. This story, for example, how to put Matt Shea in his place, from the Seattle Times. And this is a fact-free piece here. They start at, listen to this, despite strong evidence. Well, what strong evidence? They don't cite anything. Despite strong evidence that Matt Shea should be expelled for acts of domestic terrorism, the Washington legislative session will open Monday, January the 13th, with the House in conflict about his fate. Matt, you ought to sue these people for libel.
I'm in contact with attorneys right now, absolutely, because what is happening is the weaponization of labels. They're labeling me a criminal. There's been no due process. And we're going to see this over the next year. They are going to attempt to label Christians, constitutionalists, patriots. They're going to try to label us all domestic terrorists. And we need to understand that when you take that label and then you bring in a red flag law, suddenly you've got a reason to use to try to take away firearms rights, again, with limited to no due process. And it's already happened in Washington state. There was an individual in Western Washington a couple of months ago. The FBI went to the King County prosecutor and said to them very plainly, we have nothing criminal on him, but we need you to use the red flag law because of his beliefs. This was printed in the Seattle Times, and they went ahead and went forward to take this guy's guns. Now, his belief system is totally antithetical to mine, but they always start with somebody that everybody dislikes to use as a precedent against everybody later, as far as like a larger group like Christians. And these are the same or very similar Marxist words that were used by Stalin. They were used by Lenin. They were used by Mao Zedong to say, you know, these are enemies of the state. We need to get rid of them. We need to strip them of their rights. And there was always a justification for it. And ultimately that was two things: replacing God with the state, and the second was total control over the people. And that's what we're beginning to see right now in America.
And it's not just the Seattle Times, how to put Matt Shea in. He's a domestic terrorist, and we got lots of evidence. We don't need to go into any of that evidence or any of that, you know, that he, but we've seen this also from The Guardian. We see it from the LA Times. Here's the title from the LA Times: Washington State Representative Matt Shea branded as a domestic terrorist, but he refuses to resign. You've been branded, Matt. Who branded you? They did. Did they show any evidence? No, they didn't show any evidence. But they branded you, they've labeled you, and as you pointed out, this is a Marxist tactic of tyranny. You know, you're talking about these red flag laws. We just had over 1,000 people show up at the Virginia legislature about these gun confiscation laws, and we had a Democrat there saying, these people are all crazy. They're insane. I mean, they're already tipping their hat as to what they're going to do to each and every one of the people who stand up. They're all crazy because why? Because they're standing up to authoritarian Democrats who will kill them or imprison them. I guess that makes you crazy by definition.
Well, we're finally seeing what the socialists and the Marxists in America really think about all of us. They really think that we are domestic terrorists because we believe that the Constitution means what it says and the Bible means what it says. But most of the founders believe that, you know, and so what we're really talking about is we have part of the country that wants to follow the Lord in righteousness and continue to uphold the Constitution. And we've got a part of the country that just simply does not want to do that. And I think folks need to understand this is an intentional choosing this year. There's no more middle ground. Either you're an American and you want to uphold our republic, or you're really not and you want to undermine it. And, you know, it's very fascinating to see that Antifa, Redneck Revolt, the Socialist Rifle Association, the John Brown Gun Club, which all have very clearly online either been investigated connections of running guns across the southern border, like in the case of Antifa, posting a terror training manual, like the case of Redneck Revolt, or the guy that tried to firebomb the federal facility in Seattle was wearing a John Brown Gun Club hat, and the Socialist Rifle Association being in direct contact with the Dayton shooter. You have actual facts in that case, but in this report, they cite Wikipedia as their number one source.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to Wikipedia. Anybody can post anything on Wikipedia. They can post any kind of slander about anybody that they want. Let's talk about where you are right now, because we've seen a lot of reports saying you've been expelled or about to be expelled, or you've been suspended or whatever. Tell us what's going on, because now they've come back, you know, Monday, January the 10th. What is the current status right now, and what do you think is about to happen?
Well, I don't know of any vote to expel me right now. And to expel in Washington state, there needs to be a 2/3 vote. That means some Republicans would have to vote for it. Approximately 9 people, according to my count, would have to vote for expulsion. However, there is a specific provision in the Washington state constitution that says that if a member is expelled, they can never again be expelled for the same reasons if they're reelected. And what I know is that back in Spokane Valley, literally hundreds and hundreds of people have rallied to my side because they understand this is about them and not me. And there has been support from across the country that has come in by the thousands. And so there's a lot of support there for reelection. And I think that they don't want to put themselves in that position. I don't know if they're going to consider anything else, but that's what I know of right now.
The headline, again, from the Daily World, stripped of party support, and yet it's only the party support of the House Minority Leader, who, by the way, supports sanctuary cities, doesn't he? The House Minority Leader Republican?
Yes, he voted for sanctuary cities, and actually a sanctuary state, excuse me. Washington purports to be a sanctuary state or a place where rule of law doesn't exist anymore. And I really think that this is important. More than just Washington State Republican Party committees at the local level, at the county level, have sent resolutions of support. We also had one out of Idaho, the Republican Liberty Caucus as well. So there have been a lot of messages of support, especially in regards to due process out there. So this idea, you know, that, you know, I'm alone or something like that or isolated, not even remotely close. Thousands of people.
Yeah, even in that article, they had a couple of quotes from individuals. Ed Yasukawa of Seattle said, I like him because he stands up for liberty. Peggy Hutt held a sign supporting you and said that you have been denied due process. She said, if he's done something wrong, where are the charges? And again, I've got a article here from Sherry Duvalle, the Redoubt News, talking about these different counties. Kitsap County Republicans had a very long resolution supporting you. She put that in the article. Also, Grant County Republican Party said they will pull all support from any legislator that supports removing you from office. Pierce County Republicans are questioning the integrity of the House Minority Leader Republican, Wilcox, this guy who made it a sanctuary state or wants to make it a sanctuary state. Whatcom County Republicans are demanding that all of your rights be restored to you in your committees and so forth. As you pointed out, the Citizens Alliance for Property Rights, a Republican Liberty Caucus of Washington State, many of these other people, Yakima County. So it's not like you don't have Republican support. It isn't like you've lost your support. You don't have the support of people who have never supported you. And I've got to ask you, as left-leaning as the state Republicans are in many cases, are there any Democrats who would want to have a due process? Or are they going to vote like a, you know, like the flying monkeys of this new House Speaker?
Well, I think that some of the Democrats are scared. They're scared of the new speaker. But I have been approached privately. And, you know, some folks are seeing this for what it is. And that's a lack
of due
process.
They should understand. They should be very afraid of the mob as well. And they should want due process as well. VoteShea.com. Can you say one more segment?
One more segment. No problem.
All right. We'll be right back with Matt Shea. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's 4-5 colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com.
You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself, my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Shea. We've got a little bit more time with Matt Shea. This is a final segment. Again, if you want to support Matt, VoteShea.com. That's S-H-E-A. VoteShea.com. And he does need your support. We need to stand with people who stand on principle. There are precious few people in this country who are willing to do that. And one of the things that they hate about him is that he will act on that. He will make sure that other people get due process. And so now they're trying to deny due process to him. You know, nothing scares the left more than somebody who is a committed, principled Christian like Matt Shea. And I'll tell you why they're afraid of that. They're afraid of that because a Christian like Matt is dangerous because he can't be blackmailed. He can't be intimidated. He is afraid of God and God alone. And they don't like that. I'll tell you who you should be afraid of, though. You should be afraid of these godless politicians who think that they are God and who act as if they are God. Matt, we're talking about whether or not Democrats, if there's a vote that's going to be coming up here, if any of them would have the good sense, the common sense, the self-preservation to understand that if they support removing any due process, that they could find themselves just like Robespierre did with the French Revolution, they could find their necks in the guillotine next, especially if somebody comes to power that is actually like these cartoon villains that they try to make you and President Trump out to be.
Yeah, and I think that there are some that recognize this, but whether they're going to be courageous enough to come forward, I don't know. There's a lot of fear that the Marxists are driven by fear internally, especially with party politics, driven by fear and to put everybody in their place. I mean, you read that headline in the article. They think that they can project that now outside of the Democrat Party. And, I think it bears, repeating that, like Vox Day said, social justice warriors always lie. They always double down on their lie and they always project onto you how they really are themselves. And if you want to know what they want for America for this year, they want violence. We just saw it. Thanks to James O'Keefe, we just saw it exposed from a Bernie Sanders campaign worker. And they don't want just violence. They really want to destroy Christianity. They want to destroy our Constitution and completely rewrite it. The Financial Times had an article advocating for UN intervention in the United States of America and the rewriting of the Constitution of the United States by Aloya Yurger, effectively an Afghanistan tribal council. In other words, not elected representatives here in America. Now, 10 years ago, people thought, oh, that's a conspiracy theory, that'll never happen. Now it's being written about openly in some of the most major mainstream media publications in America.
Well, we had last night in the Democrat debate, I didn't get to it yet, we had Bernie Sanders saying, our job is to build the United Nations. The United Nations' job is to tear us down, and they're trying to tear down every sovereign nation. It's a very dangerous time. We need to have people like Matt Shea, who agrees with us on these principles, who agrees with the founders of this country. Folks, if you want to contribute to his defense fund, the contributions are not tax deductible, but look, is your liberty tax deductible? Are you going to be held hostage by the IRS code? Are you afraid of spending a little bit of money in order to protect your liberty? You got to have people like Matt Shea in place. The North Creek Law Firm, IOLTA, that's who you make the check out to, with Matt Shea Legal Fund in the memo line. And you can send that care of the North Creek Law Firm, 12900-12900, Northeast 180th Street, number 235, Bothell, Washington. That's spelled B-O-T-H-E-L-L, Washington, 98011. If we don't stand together, as we said, we're going to hang separately. Matt, they're coming after Matt because they want to come after you. It's just that simple. Matt, have you heard anything about if or when they're going to do a vote?
I haven't heard anything about if or when they're going to do a vote. I was told it very likely would not happen this week, but I don't know. And they're keeping me in the dark on a lot of different things. But I think that right now I'm just going to keep telling the truth. I'm going to keep rallying folks to Olympia on all these issues. They have a gun control hearing in regards to banning magazines over 10 rounds on Monday. So we're just going to keep up the fight. And we can't let this stuff distract us either. Because they do want us to be distracted in a defensive mode. We need to remain on the offense, attack, 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 and defend this great republic in that offensive way.
Very, very, very true. You know, we just had Magpul Industries ship out 1,000 30-round magazines to the NRA, and they were handing it out to people at this recent rally in Virginia. You guys need to do that, too. Call them up and see if they want to send a few your way. That's one way to get the message out to these gun confiscation people that they're not going to do that, that you're not going to surrender your liberties. We had, as you point out, they've held a lot of information from you. Like you said, you don't know when they're going to have the vote. You didn't know. You couldn't see anything that was in the report. You couldn't question any of these witnesses. It turns out that they were all anonymous sources, that they didn't actually talk to any witnesses. And even the minority leader, Wilcox, a Republican, did not give you any information, even though he had the report for quite some time, right?
That's correct. Yeah, December 4th, they were briefed on the report. December 19th, an hour and a half before it was released to the legislature, which is effectively publicly, that was when I finally got a copy of the report. So absolutely no ability to read a 108-page report in an hour and a half and respond. And, I don't think the Democrats in particular wanted a response to this because they intentionally redacted the witness statements from this. There was no, the witness statements were not even included in the report. So when you talk about anonymous sources, I mean, truly it's, you know, trust us, you know, these are anonymous sources. And oh, by the way, there's no context. And again, the principals, over 36 material witnesses were never interviewed as a part of the so-called investigation. And this to me, again, is really a precursor, an example, a template of what they are going to do to other Americans throughout this country this next year in the lead up to 2020 elections.
Folks, if the radical Marxist, and that's what the left has now become, they're openly embracing Marxism and socialism. They're not ashamed to use those words to label themselves anymore. Those people who label themselves as Marxists and socialists, if they can label somebody like Matt Shea a domestic terrorist, if they can get away with that, if they can get that echoed by The Guardian, by the LA Times, and by these other left-wing publications in Washington State, they can do that to anybody. This is way beyond Richard Jewell. You ought to pay attention to that movie from Clint Eastwood. This is way beyond this. If they're coming after a very popular legislator who's been elected 6 times to the legislature because he is too conservative, too Christian, too libertarian for them, supporting private property rights and individual liberty in the Constitution. They're not governed by those things. They want to take out anybody who is. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, people, if you want to support Matt, you can find information about what's going on at VoteShea.com, S-H-E-A, VoteShea.com. And Matt, you have an open invitation to come on here and speak to the public anytime. We want to get your story out. This is a very, very important, very disturbing precedent, what is happening to Matt Shea. Thank you so much, Matt. We'll all be praying for you.
Thank you, David. Keep up the fight.
Thank you. All right, folks, we got to take a break here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because we won't be here and would not be here without your support. We want to support you as well. We want to support your health as well. We have some items that are very popular that have gone out of stock because they were on sale that are now back in stock and now back on sale, 35% off Ultimate Fish Oil, as well as Prostagard. Both of those are now back in stock, 35% off. You know, I was off of fish oil for a while. I had to have some dental work done, and actually it works pretty good as a blood thinner. I had to, because of the dental work, because of the vacation, I got off of my supplements, and you can hear it still in my voice, the congestion that happened because of that. You don't realize just how much this stuff is helping until you get off of it and then get very sick. And that happens every time I get off of these supplements. We also have, by the way, a cleanse and boost pack. That sale began yesterday. You can get 50% off of this combo pack that has Myco ZX Plus, Winter Sun Plus, that's vitamin D, very essential for fighting flu and other issues, Lung Cleanse Plus, Pollen Block, and Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. All that together, 50% off. And don't forget, we have 50% off InfoWars, up to 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Foods, and 30% off the Alexa Pure Pro Gravity Feed Water Filtration Unit and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration Unit. Both of those, 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Well, we're just talking to Matt Shea this last hour about the tactics of the Democrats, about what Paul Craig Roberts wrote about what they're doing to General Flynn. And every time he referred to the Department of Justice, he put behind the word justice, S-I-C, in parentheses. You do that in writing to call attention to something that somebody put in, something a word that they use that's wrong. A word that they use that is grammatically wrong or misspelled or inappropriate. All of those apply to justice when you say Department of Justice. In other words, putting it in air quotes. And every time in that article, he referred to it as the Department of Justice because that's how corrupt it's gotten. And we look at what they're doing to President Trump. We look at what they're doing to General Flynn, what they're doing to Roger Stone and so forth. General Flynn especially, they had to get him out right away because he told us the truth about what was happening with ISIS, how they were armed and so forth, given money by elements of the U.S. government. Yeah, there were elements of the U.S. government that were fighting them, but there were also elements of the U.S. government that were supporting them. You know, people that were working with John McCain. And so they had to get him out of that position right away. And they send FBI agents over. They don't tell him that this is an interrogation. They ask him some non-substantive questions and then get him for lying to an FBI agent. And like most people in this country, General Flynn, you know, faced with all of these charges, even though they're not true, most people in this country, I think it's something like 97% of the people, will take a plea bargain. They don't even want to go to trial. And, of course, you do go to trial. Most of the time, the juries are not informed about what their duty is. They're misinformed. They're lied to by the judges. Most jurors don't know the Constitution. They don't know the purpose of a jury. And so you can't really count on them to think independently, to judge the law as well as the penalty and whether or not that's appropriate. They'll be told by the judge that they are not to judge the law, not to judge the punishment, but simply to look at the facts as presented by the government. That judge will be lying to you. It's very dangerous to them to have a fully informed jury. So he did a plea bargain. And now the petulant Department of quote-unquote justice came out last week and said they want up to 6 months in prison to teach him not to lie to investigators. They're going to teach him a lesson. After his lawyer, Sidney Powell, filed statement after statement saying, you're withholding evidence from us that we can't see. You're holding evidence, withholding evidence that would show that our client is innocent, you know, because these FBI agents had been conspiring to set him up and didn't have anything. So because of that, they wanted to come out and say, well, now we're going to put you in jail. And so in a 24-page court filing, General Flynn has accused the government of, quote, bad faith, vindictiveness, and a breach of the plea agreement, and saying that he's now going to withdraw his guilty plea. He said that yesterday afternoon. Good for him. Good for him. Good for his lawyers. I hope that this works out for General Flynn because, as I said, you know, if they can do this to powerful people, if they can do this to public people, they can, and they do it all the time to you and I. I talk about what happens with CPS, for example, and that's just one example. Or under the war on drugs, where they confiscate people's property without finding them guilty, without even charging them with a crime. This is the way these people operate. You know, as we look at the Democrat debate yesterday, Andy Puzner said the Democrats are willing to tank the economy, trash the Constitution, and empower bullies to defeat Trump. Well, that's absolutely true. You know, Bill Maurer said he hoped that the economy trashed because he wanted to have President Trump defeated. But when we look at the rest of this stuff, yeah, they will trash the Constitution, and they will make bullying the standard operating procedure. You can see that with Matt Shea. You can see it with General Flynn. You can see it with Roger Stone. You can see it with anybody that they don't like. That is something we should all be very afraid of. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. One of the things that I mentioned as I was talking to Matt Shea was how in Virginia, as you had thousands of people show up and the Democrats essentially backed down some of their worst bills, but they do have a lot of gun control bills that are still there. One Virginia state senator called the Second Amendment supporters who showed up in Virginia on Monday, I think it was, called them, quote, little kids, unquote, at a public meeting. Senator Dave Marsden, who supports Booty Gay, is an advocate of proposed gun control legislation, part of the Democrat majority in the Virginia legislature that wants to overthrow the Second Amendment and your individual liberties. And folks, as I pointed out, they don't respect any aspect of the rule of law, and they don't respect any of your rights, any of your property. Or as we just saw from Elizabeth Warren, they don't support the combination of property rights. She's going to tell you that you can't have cars, you can't have homes. She is going to, by executive order, ban oil, ban gas, natural gas, and she is going to ban even nuclear power plants. She doesn't care. She knows better than you, just like Michael Bloomberg, just like Joe Biden, just like all these Democrats, Booty Gay as well. She knows better than you. And she's going to dictate to you from the Oval Office. She doesn't need Congress. She can hand out, you know, $50,000 checks to anybody that votes for her that's a student, has a loan. Going to write you a check. I don't need Congress. I don't need Congress to be involved when I confiscate stuff. And I just want to point out to the Democrats, and, the Democrat politicians, the demagogues don't care. But the Democrat voters, or anybody considering to vote that they're going to vote Democrat, I've talked for a long time about drug prohibition, not because I like drugs or use drugs or I want anybody to use drugs, but because prohibition never works. It didn't work with alcohol. It hasn't worked for 50 some odd years for drugs. It's only made the problem worse. It has only corrupted our legal system, corrupted our law enforcement officers, and so forth. Prohibition doesn't work. And prohibition isn't going to work when it comes to guns either. It's going to make it a lot more dangerous. You're going to get more concentrated forms of guns, just like you got more concentrated forms of alcohol, of marijuana, and of every other drug that they prohibited and did it all unconstitutionally except for alcohol. They recognized that they needed an amendment. And back in the day, you know, it was misguided. Alcohol prohibition was. They didn't let it go for 50 years. But you had the 18th and 21st Amendment. They had enough respect for the Constitution that they knew they didn't have the power to do it without amending the Constitution. They don't care about that anymore. And now they're coming after people. So when we look at the Second Amendment, you have Morrison wrote a letter in which he called the Second Amendment supporters, quote unquote, mentally ill. And when he was asked about this in an interview on air, he doubled down. He said, she quoted from his letter, too many of your members, that he wrote to the NRA, too many of your members and other Second Amendment supporters appear to have mental health issues. A significant number of these things were indicative of very unstable people. And this is worrisome. We're very concerned about you. I think we might have to do some red flag stuff here. You know, you people, you might be very dangerous. I think we need to take away your guns. And maybe, you know, if you make any sudden moves, we might just have to kill you. And so he said, yeah, a significant number of these things were indicative of very unstable people. And this is worrisome. The responses I was getting were from people who showed signs of having mental health difficulties. Again, he said, as he continues to double down on this, he said, the Second Amendment community is very, very concerned about us approaching the problem as a mental health problem. And this is just indicative of exactly what they're talking about. In other words, if you're concerned that you're going to be labeled insane, have force used against you, or be involuntarily committed or whatever because you have some person without justification labeling you, if you're paranoid about that, what are you paranoid? Oh, there you go. See, they are mentally unstable. They're paranoid. They're going to take away their guns, but we really are going to take away their guns. Or we're going to lock them up. Oh, yeah, we really are going to lock them up. And if you're worried about that, that's indicative of exactly what we're talking about. You just proved that we're right. See, you're worried about us. Even though we talk about how we're going to use force and start a civil war, we don't care. There are a lot of people, he said, who have mental health issues and engaged on the current issues. And that is a concern to all of us. See, if you engage them on these issues, if you debate them in public, you're a dangerous person. You might be mentally ill, or you might be, as they labeled Matt Shea, a domestic terrorist. They labeled him that without any proof. Fact-free. But, of course, those types of labels have consequences, don't they? He supports, of course, the red flag gun laws. He said, what people are upset with, and I can absolutely see their point of view, is that you have your guns removed from you, and then you have to go through the court process. You know, like President Trump, thank you, President Trump, for putting those words in the mouths of Democrats. We got to take the guns and then do the due process later. Well, unfortunately, President Trump, there's not a lot of due process going around anymore, and now you are suffering from that. See, when you get rid of due process, President Trump, it always comes around, doesn't it? So now you don't get your due process. They take the presidency first, and then they do the due process later. It's just like I said about these people on the left. Maybe somebody ought to give them a history lesson about what happened to Robespierre and these Jacobin revolutionaries that are the model for our current revolutionaries, and talk about how many of them eventually went to the guillotine themselves, right, after they started sending everybody else there. Eventually, it came around full circle. Anyway, he goes, so you have your guns removed, and then you have to go through the court process, and you got to spend money for a lawyer, and you've got to prove your innocence. This is a process that this Democrat supports. You have to prove your innocence. No, you don't. You're innocent until proven guilty. They have to prove you're guilty, and they have to do that before they punish you. See, everything has been turned upside down and inside out. It's just like the FDA. No. You can't have stem cells. We've never said that we have any control over your body and what you do with it. They've never exerted control over in vitro fertilization, you know, fertilizing in glass and then implanting it back into the woman to be carried full term. They've never claimed that they had any jurisdiction over that or over frozen embryos. But now they say that you can't take the fat out of your body, separate the stem cells, put those back in your body to heal it. And they say that's now going to be prohibited. And we're going to prohibit if you have frozen those stem cells. No, you can't do that. See, you got the FDA, which says everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted. You have the Democrats who say, well, I understand why you don't like it because, you know, they come out, they punish you, and then you have to hire a lawyer to prove that you're innocent. No, no, no. You can't prove you're innocent. That's the whole point. So they said, yeah, I understand that, you know, but we're going to do it anyway. Going to do it anyway. Biden, meanwhile, is bragging about the fact that he thinks he's beaten the NRA. And he says, now it's time to get rid of their ammo. Because this has been the approach, by the way. This was the approach that began with the Obama administration. We talked about that many times during the Obama administration. I've been talking about this for years. Remember when the Obama administration stopped selling surplus brass out of Fort Drum and you had senators had to get involved to stop that? They understand that if you don't have ammunition, your gun becomes a club. And so this has now become their strategy. A very, very smart strategy, as unconstitutional and as authoritarian and dangerous as it is a smart strategy. You take away the ammunition, you don't have a gun. And that's exactly what he is bragging about. Interesting that it was LawEnforcementToday.com that pulled these quotes out and criticized him for this. Why is that? Well, because you have a lot of police officers who understand how dangerous it is out there. They understand they can't be everywhere. And they understand that as private citizens, they would also like to be able to protect themselves when they're not on duty. As a matter of fact, D.C. versus Heller was exactly about that, taking a gun away from a law enforcement officer.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality.
You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
It's either happened to every person listening, or it's happened to someone you know. Everybody is well aware of the fact that most people that end up getting the flu have taken the flu vaccine right before they get it, and that they get the worst case of the flu of their life. But still, like concentration camp victims, they line up at the different pharmacies and clinics to get the injections. It doesn't matter that studies, mainline government studies in Canada and Europe show that when you take the flu vaccine, it doubles your chances of getting the flu the next season by lowering your immunity. It goes on and on. Or the fact that the governments have never guessed the next year's mutation, that the flu vaccine has never, ever even worked. But how do you prop up a hoax? You keep the giant hoax going. No wonder we've got one of the worst flu seasons on record happening right now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So as we had people turn out by the thousands to oppose the authoritarian Democrats in Virginia, they had quite a few gun bills. The most controversial one, State Bill 16, would have effectively allowed authorities to confiscate weapons that violated, was withdrawn entirely. However, four other measures have moved forward to the state's Judiciary Committee. Thanks to the Democrats, even though some of them were slightly weakened. Nevertheless, so the fight continues. The fight continues for the Second Amendment. In Washington State, for example, as we were just talking to Matt Shea, it's full on in Seattle. And as Seattle starts to up its gun prohibition, same things that are happening there that have happened in other gun control areas. They think about where the gun violence is the worst. It's in Chicago. It's in Baltimore. It's in Washington, D.C., places where they have the most restrictive gun control. And the more restrictions that they add, the worse the violence becomes. And the same thing has now happened in Seattle. The Seattle Police Department showed an uptick in shootings that were supposedly going to be curtailed by these new gun prohibition laws. Reports of gunfire and shootings, both fatal and non-fatal, were up last year, the highest that they've had for 7 years. And this is in spite of the fact that they are maybe because, not in spite of, but because they have added all kinds of restrictions to guns, gun control, gun seizure, semi-automatic weapons, because we don't have assault rifles. That's exactly what they're saying. Yeah, we got to have gun safety legislation. This is a bill backed by Democrat Governor Jay Inslee and the Attorney General there. They said in 2015, the Seattle City Council wanted to go further, so they adopted a gun violence tax on the sale of firearms and on ammunition. They have a tax that adds $25 to the sale of each firearm, and a nickel for each round of centerfire ammunition and 2 cents for each round of rimfire ammunition. But don't worry, because, you know, the police and the government will be there to protect you. They will always be there to protect you, right? Well, no, they can't always get there that quickly, even if they would protect you. But just take a look at this article from the Gateway Pundit. 92-year-old woman sexually abused, murdered by an illegal alien after New York refused to hand him over to ICE. These same people who want to make sanctuary cities for violent criminals, for people who thumb their nose at our laws, they also are the ones who of course, are taking the guns. And they are not going to be there to defend you. They won't even lock up the violent criminals. This is a 92-year-old woman sexually abused, murdered by a 21-year-old illegal alien after New York refused to hand him over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Excuse me. This is another example of what is happening. And, of course, in the U.K. in Manchester, the pedophile grooming gang left to roam the streets of Manchester, reports Manchester Evening News. The police knew who they were and exactly what they were doing. And, again, this goes back to Tommy Robinson. He was hammered and punished by the judge because he was reporting on this. Even as a reporter, you're not allowed to do this without getting punished, right? They have pedophile grooming gangs. Well, the police know about it. They cover it up. The judicial system covers it up. The mainstream media will not talk about it. If you become an independent journalist and you try to warn the public about that, they'll lock you up without any due process. That is what is so concerning about all this. One of the things that came out yesterday as we were looking at the Democrat debate, and there was an article on the Drudge Report talking about the fact that the Democrats in Iowa, the first place where they're going to have any voting, the Iowa caucus, despite election security fears, reports NPR, Iowa caucuses will use a new smartphone app. And I have said this for several years, haven't I? Anybody who's listening to me knows that as soon as they started all this hacking, I said, look, there's not any hacking, and they're very quick to come back and say, well, we're not saying that anybody changed any votes. We're just saying that the Russians ran some ads on Facebook, and that changed people's minds. Or we're saying that somebody got the Hillary Clinton documents and released them to show what she was actually doing. And again, Hillary Clinton played the game of, don't look at those documents. Who put those documents out there telling the truth about my criminal behavior? Right? They hacked it. They hacked the election then. Now, they hacked information. They showed people the truth about Hillary Clinton. Nobody changed any votes, but they continue to talk about Russian hacking of the election. And, folks, we will be talking about hacking of the election after this next election, but I think we're going to be talking about actual hacking of the election. We better be talking about it. We better be talking about it before it happens. We better be going back to paper ballots, because we have had every year in Las Vegas, they have the Black Hat Conference, they have DEF CON, and they will demonstrate how easy it is to hack voting machines. We've had this done not just there. We've had local computer science professors demonstrate on local news. We run those reports all the time. How easy it is to just insert a card into a voting machine, insert a virus in there that alters the votes and then erases itself. Or as they did at the Black Hat Conference, they had children come in and hack replicas of the state boards of elections to change the votes. And now what are they doing? Are they pulling back on this? Are they saying, well, you're right. You know, with all the vulnerability that we have from the Russians, and we've got to spy on everybody, and we've got to shut down encryption because, you know, cybersecurity. And yet they're doing everything they can to put our election online. They know. They know. And that's why they're doing it. They know that it can be hacked, and they want to be the ones hacking it. It's just like we look at 5G. Oh, we don't want the Chinese in here because look at how dangerous it is. If they have a 5G infrastructure, we need to be the ones running the 5G infrastructure. Well, it's dangerous if the feds do it as well, because they don't respect the law. They don't respect your privacy. And when you look at what's happening with this new smartphone app for the Iowa caucuses, remember, Smartmatic, one of the first and most successful businesses now, of course, they've been bought and sold. Names have been changed. That began in Venezuela. The guys who wrote the Smartmatic electronic voting machine software and so forth, they got Hugo Chavez elected. They were his friends. And now we have DARPA working with Microsoft to set up Election Guard, just like they're telling you what news you can trust and so forth. They're going to tell you which votes you can trust. Do you trust them to do that? Do you think these people who have been working for years to overthrow the last election are going to protect us and give us honest answers about the election? Of course not.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Yes, we are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys, water down its roots with tea. And the sun will always shine on the old Liberty Tree. It's a tall
tell you, Ryan just doesn't know when to quit. They've been chanting death to America since 1979. And that's for domestic consumption for the most part. But nevertheless, they have now put out a propaganda video. We see this on Infowars.com. Iran releases insane propaganda video. Roll that as B-roll of militants killing Trump and Netanyahu. This is a fantasy fan film of Soleimani, I guess. They've got the U.S. government there in their sights. They've got the Capitol building that blows up. And then, you've got these guys coming in with small arms fire, attacking the White House as if there's no defenders. I don't see anybody shooting back. I don't see any of these guys falling out. You know, they're just shooting without any opposition into the White House. And then they cut to scenes inside the White House of dead, bloody bodies, including President Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. This is a fantasy film of the Iranians, and it doesn't really help their cause, does it? I mean, these people, they don't know, they really don't know when to quit. And we now have rockets reportedly fired at the Taji military base in Iraq that hosts U.S.-led coalition troops. So they keep this thing going. Meanwhile, there are questions as to whether or not the Iranian government is blacking out Twitter, or is Twitter doing a ban in Iran? Iranian blockout. Is Twitter banned in Iran? How rebels are publicizing their plight online. And so what they're saying is that although you can see the posts of Iranian politicians, anybody who criticizes the Iranian regime is being shut down. A hallmark of an authoritarian regime, isn't it? And yet it's being done on our side as well. We have reported by a leftist organization, fair.org. These are people who absolutely hate InfoWars and Alex Jones and opposed us for many, many years. And now what goes around comes around. They're reporting that Instagram and Facebook are taking down posts that they deem to be too sympathetic to the Iranian general that was assassinated last week, Soleimani. And they say that Iranian journalists have reported censorship of their Instagram accounts. According to Facebook, as quoted by CNN, Facebook says that they have to remove such posts as required by U.S. sanctions. They said the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, of which Soleimani was commander, has been designated as a terrorist organization by the U.S. government in April. But wait a minute. We just had spoke for the last hour to Matt Shea. He's been designated as a terrorist by the L.A. Times and by the Guardian and by the left-wing press. Without any evidence, of course. And, of course, the FBI, the government, has not labeled him as a terrorist. But, you know, they say he's a terrorist, so he is, right? And, of course, you can label somebody as a hate group simply because they believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. That makes you a hate group. It has over and over again. You know, they'll ban businesses. They'll shut down businesses for that. Southern Poverty Law Center will label you as a hate group for that. They will inspire people to try to come in and shoot you if you're the Family Research Council because you believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. You are a hate group. And so by mere labels, without any proof of anything, we can shut down people's speech. And so the question is, where does this all end? According to CNN, merely posting a photo of Soleimani could get the Facebook authorities to take down a post because, you know, they should be the ones to decide. I have to say, to the credit of fair.org, who had constantly attacked us, once there was the move by the all of the social media Silicon Valley companies, you know, Apple, Tim Cook, you orchestrated this along with Facebook's Zuckerberg and so forth, and they got many other people to play along, everybody essentially, eventually. They said back on the end of August, now remember it was August the 6th that the censorship hit InfoWars and Alex Jones on social media. And this group, which absolutely hated us, had the good sense to understand that Facebook would turn to censoring the left as well eventually. And they were really worried about that. And they should be worried about that. And it actually did happen. 2 months after we were censored, anybody who opposed war was censored. And it didn't matter if you were left, right, Trump supporter, libertarian, conservative. It didn't matter. If you opposed endless wars, if you spoke out against the military-industrial complex, if you spoke out against the police state, against surveillance state, you were taken down. 800 sites were taken down. And so they said the reaction of the media to the decision to ban Jones and InfoWars was largely celebratory. And they talked about it at the time. They said on the Late Show, you had Stephen Colbert joking that it looks like InfoWars just lost their war on info. The Daily Beast urged readers to shed absolutely no tears for Alex Jones. Salon and CNN put pressure on Twitter to follow up, and they did eventually. Rolling Stone's Matt Taibbi warned that the end game here couldn't be clearer. This is how an authoritarian marriage begins, and people should be very worried. Exactly what we said when we talked to Matt Shea about even some of these Democrats who would essentially try to expel a state legislator in Washington without ever giving him due process, without ever interviewing any witnesses, just on the basis of a label to throw him out. And this is what these people are doing. And then this story from Free Thought Project. While banning pro-peace accounts, Twitter is openly allowing pedophiles to discuss raping children. You see, it continues on. And, of course, Free Thought Project was one of the 800 organizations that was banned off of social media, Twitter and others, 2 months after we were the tip of the spear on this. Some people who disagree with us still understand the importance of free speech. Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones, fair.org, they understand that. But, you know, as Free Thought Project points out, if you want to push back against war, they call it a pro-peace account, you'll be banned. But if you don't want to push drag queen story hours, or you want to talk about how wonderful it is to rape children as a pedophile, that's no problem for them. No problem at all. The anti-media says the U.S. is clearing anti-war voices off of social media. This is yesterday, but I said that 2 years ago. I said it actually before that. I've said from the very beginning, DARPA and the military-industrial complex created social media so they could get everybody away from going to particular websites directly to get their information from social media. And after they get everybody into that ghetto, as Matt Drudge called it, he said, yeah, the plan is to purge you guys. They're going to get everybody in the ghetto, and then they're going to do what they always do to ghettos, burn them down with everybody inside. And that's what they're doing right now. They're burning down our free speech. And unfortunately, we got a lot of conservative libertarian organizations like the Heritage Foundation and others. That's okay. They won. They can control what you see and hear. That's fine. That's the, you know, that's the way the world works. The way the world works is these people steal from you. Folks, just want to remind you, support us at InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. We've got some new specials. We have 35% off the Ultimate Fish Oil, as well as Prostaguard. Those are now back in stock. We have big sales on up to 50% off our InfoWars storable food, as well as big discounts on Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Gravity Feed water filter. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented Silver Sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We have Mandy Patinkin, a star of Homeland. In it, he plays somebody who is part of Homeland Security. And this actor is now, what do they call this? Immersion therapy or what? You know, where they actually envision themselves as being the person. Talked about it the other day. Method acting. There you go. Method acting. Yeah. He is now a member, fully fledged member of the intelligence community. And of course, as, a member of the intelligence community, he is accusing President Trump. I don't know if he's doing that because he's a Hollywood actor or if he's because he's part of the Washington establishment, as he imagines himself to be. But he says Trump is trying to have it both ways on intelligence. He said he can't have it both ways. He can't say these people are lying to us about Russians hacking us and hacking the election for him. And then go back and say, well, yeah, we trust what they're telling us about Iran and about Afghanistan and so forth. You can't have it both ways. I would agree with that in general. I think the intelligence community is consistently lying to us, always has, including the FBI, which always has. They lied to us, as I pointed out at length yesterday, about Flight 800, about all of them lied to us about 9/11. They have been lying to us and manipulating and entrapping people from the very beginning. We had Harry Truman say they're trending toward a Gestapo. And that was when J. Edgar Hoover was there. His name is still on the building, and his principles are still being used at the FBI. Fingerprints are all over the place. So, yeah, he's right about that part of it. But, you know, just like Jim Kaczynski, the guy who plays Jack Ryan on Amazon, you know, these people get involved. They get thoroughly captured by these organizations. They become fans of the CIA, fans of Homeland Security. Mandy Patinkin keeps using that term, Homeland Security. I do not think you know what that means. That's the only other thing I've ever seen him in, The Princess Bride. But just consider the fact that are they trying to have it both ways? You know, we have CrowdStrike, the private contractor for Hillary Clinton. You know, when she said, all this dirt came out about me, these people hacked me. And then the FBI shows up. No, we're not going to let you do any investigation. Go away, go away. This is the DNC. I'm Hillary Clinton. Go away. You can't have any of this. They're going to take CrowdStrike's analysis of this. The people who were the hired guns of Hillary Clinton and the DNC, because she owned the DNC. She bought them when they were bankrupt with millions of dollars. And now CrowdStrike is out. The co-founder is saying that the Russians hacked Burisma in order to compromise Biden. Same game that Hillary played. Don't pay any attention. This is a story we have up at Infowars.com. CrowdStrike co-founder says Russians have hacked Burisma and gotten documents there that, yeah, but don't look at the documents about Biden and his corrupt family. Just like you shouldn't look at any of that stuff that was exposed about Hillary Clinton. Don't look at any of that. How did they get that information? We got a private contractor here who says it was the Russians. That's what you should pay attention to. The fact that the Russians got this information. They hacked the DNC emails. They hacked the Burisma documents. Those nasty Russians. But of course, if they really believed that, do you think the Democrats would put this unsecured smartphone app in at the heart of the Iowa caucus? Of course, they don't believe any of that. If they believed that the Russians were out to get them, if they believed that the Russians had hacked into the DNC and shown us the dirt on Hillary Clinton, that, don't look at that. Look at the fact that we say that the Russians hacked it. Or about Burisma and Biden, don't look at that information either. Just look at the fact that we say, their private contractor says, we were hacked. That's all you need to know. Don't look at the documents, even though they're real. Don't pay any attention to WikiLeaks. You know, we're going to kill Julian Assange because he showed us the truth about that. And yet, party leaders say they have decided to use the new smartphone app. They decide to offer that strategy, reports NPR, fully aware of 3 years worth of warnings about Russia's attack on the 2016 presidential election, in which cyber attacks played a central role. That right there tells you folks they don't believe any of the things that they've said for the last three, almost 4 years now. They don't believe any of it. If they believed any of that, they wouldn't be using that smartphone app. And that was the assessment of NPR. Wait a minute. They don't believe that because they're going to make it available for hacking. And when we look at what they actually say, what they actually do. Again, talking about this censorship and looking at the fact that anybody who opposes endless wars, and every time, you know, and we did it every time they tried to set up a false flag attack to get us deeper, more deeply involved into Syria, we exposed how it was a false flag attack. I've gone further and spent more airtime. I don't think anybody else on the air has really even talked about it outside of InfoWars. False flag attack that involved Skripal and his daughter. Absolute lie. Absolutely incredible lie. It is self-contradictory, the official government narrative that was sold to us by Theresa May and Nikki Haley, demanding that President Trump get us more deeply involved in that, because they'd already had three false flags about gas attacks committed by the Syrian government. So every time we talk about that, that's what makes us dangerous to the military-industrial complex. That's why 9 months before they took us off of social media, we had testimony in Congress by a member of the military-industrial complex, somebody who worked for the Pentagon, saying we have to silence the cannons on social media. This is divisive, it is pushing back against our narratives, and we have to make sure that it is silenced. And that's exactly what they're doing. However, when it comes to pedophiles, oh, they're given free rein. And again, when you look at the detailed screenshots that were collected in this Free Thought Project article, while banning pro-peace accounts, Twitter openly allows pedophiles to discuss raping children. You know, there's a whole subsection. They have an acronym for it. Minor Attracted Persons. They call themselves MAPs, M-A-P. They abbreviate it that way. Became so popular that they have subcategories of minor attracted persons. So they have no maps. These people say, well, I don't think that we should act on this. And then you have pro-C maps. The pro-C part denotes a pro-contact. They are the people like Jeffrey Epstein and Alan Dershowitz who say, no, children can consent to having sex. No, they can't. No, they can't. That's why we have the statutory rape laws. And it's why they ought to be used to shut down this kind of sexualization, the kind of gender confusion that is going on in our schools at the earliest grades into kindergarten, because these people are trying to pretend that these kids can determine their own gender. They do that because they want to then say, if you can determine what gender you are, if you're that mature, you can make a decision about consensual sex. That's how they roll this thing out. So they have a couple of tweets here. Yes, we are attracted to children. So what? That was put out December the 26th, 2019, just 2 weeks ago. Twitter doesn't have a problem with that. Twitter has a problem if you talk about your opposition to abortion. Twitter has a problem if you talk about your opposition to mandatory vaccines, or if you talk about the danger of vaccines, you'll get shut down. But if you put out, yeah, we're attracted to children, so what? Twitter doesn't have a problem with that. There's an entire community on Twitter, reports Free Thought Project, that discusses these ideas. And the pro-C rapist crowds, and they have a slew of social media posts that they captured and included in the article where they're talking about this very thing. And people who identify on their account. I'm a 30-year-old male. I'm a he/him, a MAP. I am pro-C. That means, kids can consent to this. With limits, of course. I'm in a relationship with, and they put it there, new to the MAP community, the minor attracted persons community. Direct messages are open to anyone, and then they talk about the fact that their location is with my baby boy. Isn't that sweet? Just joined, by the way, and that's okay with Twitter. It's okay with Facebook. It's okay with the people who run our schools. Just don't talk about the Constitution. Don't talk about any pro-life issues. Don't talk about any health concerns. You'll be cut off immediately about that. All right, that's it for the program. Thanks for listening. And by the way, did I mention we have to destroy the idea of judicial supremacy, or it will destroy our republic?